pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, we're going to preview the Orange Bowl tonight with the man in Miami, Ryan Green of KUSports.com. Kansas gets ready to do battle tonight against Virginia Tech. Also, later on at the bottom of the hour, we're going to catch up with Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. The women, well, what do you say? They continue to do what they do. They might stub their toe the first couple of weeks of the season and then get the hell out of the way because here they come. They are 15-2, but a huge game Saturday for the men and the women as they travel to Northwestern of Iowa and just pulling down the GPAC standings for the Hastings men, 15-1. The Northwestern men, 12-2. For the Hastings women, 15-2. The Northwestern women, 13-1, and they have the defending player of the year in Deb Remerty, who like can score 50 a game. So we'll talk to Tony Hobson about that. They're coming off a 40-point victory last night over a team that wasn't too bad record-wise, Southwestern College of Kansas. So that's coming up. But, Daddy, we've got emails to look at, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got something new with the Doug and Daddy Show that we're going to talk about. But we have to start the program today with the embarrassment that is Oklahoma. That is absolutely unbelievable. And we sat there and the crew that's been watching football, well, our friends, the folks that, you know, like to say, well, and we talk about spreads and stuff. Well, how could that possibly happen? How could this happen? It becomes so evident in the first quarter of about every game, you know, how that could happen. I mean, you look at things, you go, well, it's easy to say and find the other things on the other side that, well, you know, West Virginia was not Illinois. West Virginia was not Hawaii. This was a team that had one bad game like USC did. Remember, if they beat Pitt, they're playing for the national championship. They probably still have their head coach in Rich Rodriguez. Michigan is probably still, well, Les Miles is probably at Michigan because LSU wouldn't have been playing for the national title. I mean, those are all the theories that you can take a look at. But for Oklahoma, after losing last year, and you can't say they were embarrassed by Boise State. That's great. Boise State happened to be the underdog team that won. But to not be ready to play, and don't give me this.
After all the questions that were asked throughout the year.
Yeah, and don't give me this, oh, they were missing a couple of players. Well, West Virginia wasn't exactly 100% healthy coming into the game either. And to just get continually torched, big play after big play after big play. Thanks, Oklahoma. The Big 12 could have shown in the bowl season with Kansas going tonight, and even if Kansas might have happened to take it on the chin, which I don't think they will, but if they would happen to take it on the chin, so be it. But the Big 12 had a chance to go 6-2 in bowl games with both losses coming by less than a touchdown. Texas A&M falling down at the 2-yard line on 4th-and-1. And, of course, Colorado giving up way too much and then storming all the way back and almost catching and beating Alabama. But Oklahoma, there's no excuse for that last night. That was just a butt-whooping.
Well, where was the speed? You know, Doug, you and I watched the Pittsburgh-West Virginia game together. The speed difference was just simply amazing. Now, I don't know, you talk about the spread offense and what West Virginia does.
Before you get away from Pitt, because I know that this will take us away, so I want to get this dig in at you right now. Dave Wannstedt probably should have been our coach. Anyhow, you know, Steve Peterson wanted him the first time around.
You know what? You know what? How about West Virginia hiring Billy Stewart this morning?
Yeah, they did.
Just like they should have done. Just like Steve Peterson should have done when Bo Pelini won the damn bowl game in the Alamo Bowl. Now, get that dig back at you.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I will continue with that saying that's an impulse hire. Be careful of impulse hires, impulse buys, impulse decisions. We'll see. I hope so. He seemed like a good guy. We always want to see good guys do well. But anyway, on the field.
On the field, you know, you know what? Slayton goes down. Noel Devine comes in, the most heralded prospect in all the nation. He's got to have a school bus to get his kids to the game, but that's a whole other story. you know what, the speed offensively and defensively, the 3-3-5 defense, will it become a fad in college football after watching last night? Sam Bradford, they must have saw something on film that Sam Bradford thought he could go down the middle of the field. It was not there. Oklahoma
was nervous. He showed up like a freshman last night for the first time this year. 1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. We're going to talk with Ryan Green of KUSports.com here in just a little bit about tonight's game. But, you know, how are you not ready?
I don't understand. But, Doug, I go back to the big plays. Both teams had big plays that set up things. And when you get a punt return and you get in a position to answer back like Oklahoma had constantly last night, and you do not capitalize because of brain-dead mistakes. And the interception over the middle, when it looked like Oklahoma, hey, we're going to get the momentum back. Things are going to change. You come out after halftime, you get the momentum back, and it looks like your role, and it looks like, all right, West Virginia's probably going to take it on the chin and probably going to lay down. They come right back at you.
Yeah, but why? Overcoaching. Why did they attempt an onside kick? Why did you attempt an onside kick? You had finally gotten the momentum for the first time in the bowl game, for the first time in maybe a year and a half in your bowl games, the last two Fiesta Bowls. Why, Bob Stoops, did you call for an onside kick? That was a horrid decision.
You know, the onside kick, interestingly enough, I could see coming for West Virginia in that first half, you know, with all the momentum and Oklahoma on their heels, and I thought, let's, you know, we could try and stick the dagger right in the chest right now and knocked them out of this contest. They did not do it. Bob Stoops chose to do it, and it backfired.
Well, now we're down to just a couple of games of any bowl significance. We'll update the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, which obviously took a hit last night with most people taking Oklahoma, but maybe some West Virginia people are back in it. We're down to Kansas, the Jayhawks, the last Big 12 team that maybe can help get a little sweet taste back in our mouth after what Oklahoma did last night. And live from Miami, joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, Ryan Green from KUSports.com and basking in the, what, about 82 degrees this morning there on the beach. Ryan, good morning.
I wish I could say it's 82 degrees. It's a little overcast, and it's about 50 right now.
Ooh, now what's now for people that are interested, because we know the weather has affected a couple of bowl games, what's the forecast for tonight?
Well, they're saying there's actually an outside chance of some rain tonight. I don't think it's supposed to get colder than, say, the lower 50s, but it was really warm and humid up until yesterday morning. It just went completely south as far as the weather's concerned, but I don't see it affecting either of these teams in any way just because this is weather that they're used to. The one thing that could play a factor as far as the wind goes, or as far as the weather goes, is the wind, because it's supposed to be brutally windy tonight.
Ryan, obviously, if you're looking at the wind, that obviously affects Todd Reesing and not the Virginia Tech defense. Talk about Todd Reesing and the approach to this game. Is there going to be a too high for Kansas coming in here emotionally?
Well, I think that Arrowhead experience against Missouri, there's a chance that could be very good for them, and especially in a situation like tonight where you're playing in front of 70,000 fans. They're not all your fans, and you know, it can be an intimidating experience, because this is an offense that has not started fast at all this year. I think 11 of their 12 first drives in games have been three and out. And in Missouri, when they played Missouri, it lasted for about an entire half. They just couldn't get comfortable, because I don't think a lot of the guys will admit it, but I think they were, you know, a little taken aback by that, by just the whole atmosphere, and a little intimidated. And I think having played in that now is going to be very good for them tonight, when it's again going to be a 50-50 crowd in an NFL stadium.
Ryan Green of KUSports.com is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Miami for tonight's Orange Bowl. What were your thoughts? We were discussing the Oklahoma game last night. There's been a lot of discussion that it was worked out for Kansas by actually not going to the Big 12 championship game. Then Oklahoma lays an egg. What's some of the early reaction down there from that game?
Well, the only reaction I know of is from us in the media who are sitting around watching it, and just kind of, I heard you guys talking about the onside kick. I was scratching my head at that too. That completely perplexed me. I can't remember the last time I saw Oklahoma give up 48 points in a game. But you know, this is an opportunity for Kansas, like you guys said. You know, the Big 12 is 4-3 in bowl games. This is an opportunity for Kansas to, you know, cap the season off right for the conference, and you know, the Jayhawks, I don't think they're going to admit it, but I almost feel like there's a little added pressure on them for this game, given what Missouri did to Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl. You know, a lot of people, you know, said that Missouri should have been here. The majority of people said Missouri should have been here instead of Kansas, and they go out and just thrash Arkansas. Now it's time for Kansas to show them what, you know, say, you know, it's just Missouri. You know, all right, KU, show us what you have now. And if, you know, if KU loses this game and loses it by the type of margins that we've seen so far in the BCS, you know, there's going to be quite an argument against them going into next season as far as the preseason polls.
Ryan, if you look at what the national media is saying as a whole, it's all on Virginia Tech. They're better.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
bigger. They're stronger. On the hoof, what an athlete Virginia Tech has. Those mere uh-huh. peasants of Kansas, they must frolic through the wheat fields and then find a goalpost.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Could it be a deal where Virginia Tech and Frank Beamer's squad comes in a little overconfident and Todd Reesing and Mr. Mangino sneak up on them?
Well, you know, I think they are they're about as prepared for this for KU's offense just from talking to those guys a little bit. You know, they seem to be as prepared for KU's offense as they can possibly be. And the thing is, they are better equipped to match up with KU's offense than any defense that KU's faced all year, because you know you have the two talented, speedy linebackers to steal off those, you know, those underneath routes, and you've got two cornerbacks who'll be playing in the NFL next year. Plus, you've got guys who can get pressure on Todd Reesing, which Todd Reesing has not faced a lot of pressure in the backfield when he drops back to pass this season. So, you know, I think KU feels a little slighted, maybe, if anything. They've done a good job of not reading their own press clippings this season and staying focused, but, you know, I think they still feel like they're not getting a lot of respect, and a lot of people feel like they shouldn't have been here in the first place.
We're chatting with Ryan Green from KUSports.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, let's flip it around. Virginia Tech's offense is never, ever talked about, and Kansas's defense was one of the tops in the country most of this season, still really is. But let's take a look at that side of the ball. Is this going to be a low-scoring game, or can Virginia Tech maybe put some points up?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people are in the national media seem to be thinking that, like you guys said, Virginia Tech's going to run away with this one. And, you know, the thing is, KU has, under Mangino, if you really look at it, they really haven't been blown out very much. In the last 2 years, the only time they've really been blown out was at Missouri last year when they just laid an egg. I think it was 42-10. But, you know, Virginia Tech's offense, I just don't know if they have the capability to blow out a team like KU. But, you know, that offense is dangerous, and a two-quarterback system, most of the time it doesn't work. But, you know, if you can use it right, it can work to your advantage, especially with a defense like KU where, you know, they're going to have to keep making adjustments. And Frank Beamer talked about yesterday the two quarterbacks, and what makes it work is how different they are. But the fact that they're not complete polar opposites, you know, Tyrod Taylor runs, obviously, but he can throw enough that you have to respect him there. And then Sean Glennon is the passer, but he's not a statue, so you have to respect his running ability a little bit. So Virginia Tech's got a very unique situation on offense, but I just don't think they can blow out KU.
Ryan, to a casual football fan, when Frank Beamer's name is brought up, a lot of them think, those special teams. He's the guy that blocks the punt. He's the guy that knocks down the field goal and returns it. What does Kansas, have they taken a special approach, put extra time into this, and shored up some things there?
Well, the best thing they can do, and they mentioned this, is just keep doing what they have been doing, and that's just limited punt opportunities. They've only punted, I believe, 20 times. I mean, they punted, I think, 20 times this season. They've scored more touchdowns than times they've had to punt. So the best thing they can do is just limit the opportunities that Virginia Tech punt coverage team has on the field. I mean, that's about the best you can do, because it seems like over the last 10 years, nobody's really devised a really good plan to stop Frank Beamer's teams from blocking punts.
Hey, Ryan, we've had a picture going around here on the internet up in this neck of the woods. I don't know if you've seen it, but you got to give me the cage match. Coach Mangino standing next to Obi, the Orange School Orange Bowl mascot.
Oh, my goodness.
We love Coach Mangino. It just makes you chuckle, though, a little bit. Is that part of the reason folks root for Kansas is because of Coach Mangino, and that he seems, I don't know if lovable is the word to use here, but, you know, he gets along with everybody, it seems like.
And the thing is, his story's kind of circulating now, and that his story is like a lot of other people's. And yesterday at his press conference, he was preaching about this a lot, about, you know, he said he had a great line where, you know, he was talking about how, you know, my job is held as a much more important job than it really is. In this country, he's saying, you know, I have friends who are cardiologists and people in business that have much more important jobs than I do. But, he said, I don't have a job. My grandfather had a job, you know, working 40 years with a pick and shovel on the railroads. And you know, he's very humble, and there's no question about that. And I think that, plus the fact that I think a lot of, you know, average Joes just, you know, relate to him.
Well, Ryan, before we let you go, get your take on who you think wins this ball game tonight. I personally feel it comes down to Micah Brown separating a football on a kickoff return, of course, being from Kearney, and then Kansas going in and scoring a winning touchdown, Kansas winning the game. Your take?
Well, if it does come down to a special team play, there's a chance that Micah could be involved because he's proved to be one of KU's much better gunners this season. His speed definitely helped in that area. As far as the prediction, I put in our paper, I put 27-26 Kansas, and, you know, the thing is, though, when you're picking a team to win by one, it really means you have no idea what you're doing. This game is very, very, when the BCS matchups were given out, I thought this was the most evenly matched BCS game, and I still maintain that. And I don't think it's going to be, the scoreboard's going to be, the separation's going to be more than 7 points.
Hey, Ryan, before we let you get out of here, away from football, what's been the best part about Miami so far?
The women. And I can't even lie. I know I should have a PG answer, but I'll say the women.
That's exactly the answer we're looking for. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for the time. We sure appreciate it. Enjoy the Orange Bowl tonight.
Definitely. Anytime, guys.
Take care. Ryan Green, KUSports.com, live from Miami, joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, and he mentioned the one-point win. When you are the one making the predictions, and you predict a 1 or a 2 point win, and you're the underdog, you know what you're doing? You're hoping. You're hoping. You're hoping that Kansas can win. I think if you pinned him in a corner off Mike, he would say, "Boy, it would be an upset for Kansas to win." Maybe I'm just not breaking this game down far enough, but I think Kansas hangs with these guys. I picked him in the bowl predictions. I think you went the other way, and we'll make our selection again at the end of the show. But
well, I'm looking here, Doug. You're looking at rushing, total, and scoring defense. This is nationally 5-2-5. Those are the Virginia Tech rankings: fifth in rushing defense, second in total defense, and fifth in scoring D.
What's Oklahoma's numbers?
Don't have those. They dropped after last night.
Yeah, but I mean, going into the game, you got those, don't you?
No, I don't have those.
Really?
Don't have those.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, I'm guessing they were pretty decent. Coming up. Oh, you know what? Sometimes we get emails, and then it's like sometimes we want to give emails. Here's like an email I would like to send out. I'm not sure of the email address, but let's just call it SoonerSteve.com. How's that taste? Doug and Daddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, another year of Oklahoma patheticism. And finally, next year, they'll get their crack at Nebraska. I've got a trivia question as we go into break here, because we're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Tri-City Storm hockey game at 7:05 against Sioux Falls. And we are looking forward to giving those away. We talked about this earlier in the show. Daddy, 48 points put up on Oklahoma last night. Who was the last team to score more than 48 points against Oklahoma? And let's just put it this way. It didn't happen in the Bob Stoops era. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who was the last team to score more than 48 points on Oklahoma? You'll get a set of family four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Tri-City Storm hockey game. When we come back, more talk about football. Tony Hobson, Hastings women's basketball coach, just around the corner.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
This is your ESPN Radio Playbook for December 31st through January 6th. Don't miss your opportunity to see the African Children's Choir in concert. The children will touch your spirit with their charming smiles, beautiful voices, and lively African songs and dances. The concerts will be held Thursday, January 3rd at 7 p.m. at Northridge Assembly of God, 3025 Independence, Grand Island, and Friday, January 4th at 7 p.m. at the Elm Creek Public School, 230 East Calkins, Elm Creek. There will be no admission charge for these community concerts. The Interfaith Community Choir will begin practice for their Easter Cantata on Sunday, January 6th at 2 p.m. at the First Christian Church on 14th and Custer Street in Grand Island. All voices, high school and older, are welcomed. Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68901. You can also fax to 308-234-6781. Farmers Union Co-op wants to thank their employees and customers for everything, from the work they do to the things they buy. Thank you for choosing us, and we hope to see you back in 08. From Farmers Union Co-op, your local consolidated nutrition feed dealer, serving Wolbach and surrounding area. A1 Auto Repair wishes everyone a happy new year and hopes that for our troops, 2008 is a good, safe, and happy year for them. May the new year bring good things to all. Quality service on all your automotive repairs. Come to A1 Auto Repair in Arnold. We specialize in four-wheel drives.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be at home on Friday night to skate against Sioux Falls. Face-off at the First Deer Event Center is 7:05. The Storm travel to Lincoln on Saturday. The Nebraska women's basketball team will host 16th-ranked Texas on Wednesday at 7:05 at the Devaney Center. The Nebraska men are hosting Maryland Eastern Shore Friday night at 7 o'clock. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams return home tonight to take on Colorado State Pueblo. The women at 6, the men at 8. They'll host Adams State Saturday at 2 and 4. The Hastings men's and women's basketball teams will be at Northwestern of Iowa Saturday at 2 and 4. And the Nebraska wrestling team is in action on Friday. They'll be traveling to Oregon State. The UNK wrestling team will host Mesa State this afternoon at Cushing Coliseum at 4 o'clock, then be heading to the Lone Star Duels in the Dana Open on Saturday. The Hastings College wrestling team will duel at Dana Friday, then compete in the Dana Open Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-30s. Winds out of the south will stay at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mostly clear skies, low in the mid-teens, with a west wind of 5 to 10. Then reaching 39 Friday with a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Another one bites the dust.
Doug and Daddy Show, we haven't given away our hockey tickets yet, and the phone lines are burning up. The last team to score more than 48 points against the Oklahoma Sooners, Derek continues to work the phone lines. It was not Nebraska, folks. Yes, that 69-7 drubbing, which I believe was Tom Osborne's 250th win, wasn't it, Daddy, in 97? The 69-7 victory by the Huskers in that football game, and they picked up it was not Nebraska. Let's just say that. We've had Nebraska guest. We've had Texas guest. Neither one are right. We've had Oklahoma State guest.
Texas
it's not right.
Tech.
Somebody guessed Texas Tech. Somebody guessed Boise State from last year. No, they did not. For a minute there last night, I thought that we were going to see the exact same final score of 42-41 because there was a chance there for Oklahoma to get things rolling along. Again, no winner yet for the family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm, and it's not for lack of effort. 1-888-455.
It's lack of knowledgeable effort.
Well, yeah.
Back-to-back Colorado answers, too. That's not correct.
It's not Colorado. Keep trying, folks. Keep trying. Last team to score more than 48 points on Oklahoma. Today is maintenance day.
Oh, Klingensmith Chiropractic.
That's right. If you're a patient of Dr. John Klingensmith, don't forget Maintenance Day on the first Thursday of each month. A reduced fee of $30, welcoming in the 2008 and the brand new year. Start it off by feeling better. Don't be walking around with pain in the neck, pain in the back, you know, any of the extremities. They can work things out. If you've had headaches, maybe you've got a little problem up there in the neck that Dr. John Klingensmith can work out for you. Klingensmith Chiropractic of Kearney can treat a wide variety of conditions, neck pain, headaches, lower back pain, leg pain, most sports injuries. Dr. John Klingensmith, a trained physician in the art of science, a spinal manipulative therapy. His years of specialized training means he can provide health care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith, conveniently located at 11 West 31st Street, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital. You can call today for an appointment at 234-4940, 234-4940. Next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith, Klingensmith Chiropractic. It is maintenance day all day today. Go see Dr. John. And wishing you and yours the happiest of New Year's.
Well, they're having a heck of a time.
No luck, Derek?
It's not USC. We've had literally 15 straight USC answers, I think.
Okay, so, USC. Whoops. Uh-oh. I didn't say bowl game, did I? We weren't including the bowl game. We weren't including the bowl game. There may have been an error here in the department because USC technically would be right at 55. But that is not the last regular season opponent to beat them. So you can be mad at the research department, which today was me. I apologize for that. But I will say this. It took like 50 guesses before anybody guessed USC. So it's not USC. I wasn't looking for a bowl game, even though last night was a bowl game. I apologize. But you know what? It's a random draw anyway.
I think we got a winner.
Did we get a winner finally, Derek?
We have a winner.
Okay, it was Texas A&M 2 weeks after Nebraska beat Oklahoma 69-7 back in 1997 under John Blake. A&M 51 and Oklahoma 7.
Speaking of 50.
That's our first semi-error of the year.
No, so we'll overlook that. You were mistaken. You were wrong.
I wasn't going with a bowl game. So, you know.
By the way, you bring up 51. I did not know that story about the 51 San Francisco Dons till halftime of last night. They refused the bowl game because they be more than welcome, but you cannot bring your two black players. They said, thanks, but no thanks. We're not coming.
Exactly. Who's the winner?
Don from Ashton finally got Texas A&M.
All right, Don. Congratulations. Appreciate you being with us. Coming up in just a second, Tony Hobson is going to join us here from the Hastings College women's basketball program. A couple of other notes, though, before we get too far away from football and then come back to it. Adam Carriker voted the Rams Rookie of the Year, but also going to have some surgery. Had some things ripped up there in the chest, and so hopefully Adam gets back from that. And also, you may have seen some rumors out there that the Kansas City Chiefs, well, there's no rumor, they did fire their offensive coordinator, and all of a sudden Bill Callahan's name starts popping up, Callahan to the Chiefs. And I said, I don't think that'll happen. Weren't we going to hire, like, their offensive coordinator 5 years ago? And this is a different guy, Al Saunders. And now you're looking at Callahan to the Chiefs. I don't think so for this reason. The Chiefs are a team that run the football. And I think Coach Callahan would be more of a crew that would want to throw the football as opposed to the Chiefs who want to run the football with Larry Johnson, Colby Smith, whoever happens to be back there. But interesting, the rumor mill is always out there. And by the way, leaving this, we talked about it. I thought we would have a big rant on this yesterday, but the Michigan-Florida game, I think we just started with what a joke. Tim Tebow, what a joke. Officiating, what a joke. Lloyd Carr, boy, he sure was an imbecile until he was a genius. And now Rich Rodriguez gets to take over a program that goes out a winner. So as exciting as that may have been to a lot of folks that wanted to see Florida lose, Florida, Michigan played so well and gave it up four times. And
true,
still won that football game.
Doug, before we switch to basketball talk, Cam Cameron fired this morning as coach of the Dolphins as well. Kind of a late-breaking story here, middle of the morning.
Yeah, great job, Bill Parcells, because I know you've been following the Cam Cameron story. Yeah, well-researched. I don't know about that experiment. I don't know, but whatever. Let's switch gears here and talk a little basketball. UNK is going to be home tonight for the first time since before Christmas. They're taking on Colorado State Pueblo, the women at 6, the men at 8. Don't forget there's also wrestling right before that over at Cushing. The top-ranked UNK wrestling team will be dueling Mesa State. Last night, the Hastings women welcomed in Southwestern College of Kansas and then promptly thumped them 92-41. They are now 15-2 on the season and get ready for a big matchup at Northwestern of Iowa Saturday, which will be able to hear on 1230 AM KHAS, and we are joined by the head coach of the 12th-ranked Broncos, Tony Hobson. Good morning, Coach.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're surviving so far, although I think 2008's been a little rough on some of us already, but not on your ball club. And we joked a little bit at the beginning of the season. We joked a little bit at the beginning of
of the program today that the Hastings women's MO is about the same. You may stub your toe once or twice the first couple of weeks of the season, but when January rolls around, you usually have it all put together in the win column. And again, that seems to be the case, at least right now.
Well, I think we're playing better right now, and we have been all year. And that's, you know, if you can keep doing that, usually you end up okay. You know, when we scheduled these, you know, we didn't go anywhere over Christmas this year. We didn't travel, and we thought we had a couple pretty tough games to get us back into the conference. You know, Mid-American Nazarene last week, they were a Final Four team last year and had four starters back. And Southwestern Kansas was picked to win the KCAC, the Kansas conference down there. I don't know if it's prepared as much. We played awful well, and I think they didn't travel very well, obviously, and must not have liked the ice or something. But you know, we're playing about as well as we can right now, I think.
Tony, what do you do to you want to peak in March, and not the middle of January? Is there something you have to pull the reins back on, or do you just let them go?
Well, the thing is, with in our conference, if you aren't playing pretty good in January, there is no March, and so you never really can do that. You just try to play the best you can, whatever time of year it is. And I think one reason that we usually are better at the end of the year, or continue to improve, is because we're kind of a defensive oriented team, and defense can just continue to improve constantly. Where offensively, you know, sometimes you can get stale. I mean, you get about as good as you can get, and if you hit some bad shooting nights, then you get beat. But I don't know. Like I said, we got the next 2 weeks. We play, you know, three teams in the top 10, and if we aren't on our toes now, when March rolls around, we might be set at home.
Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. You were pretty balanced. Anybody could step up and maybe take the lead for you in statistical categories the first month of the season. But lately here, it's been Lindsay Ducey. She did it again last night with 20 points. Talk about what has taken her to the next level here this last month.
Well, she's just, you know, I think over the summer she really paid attention to what she needed to be doing, and it was evident when she came back on campus this fall. She's a much better player than she was last year. She's got a couple more offensive weapons, and you know, she's been getting 18 to 25 points every game. And just like last night, she played 19 minutes and only shot the ball 9 times and scores 20. And she's shooting 56% from the field and 80% from the line, and she gets to the line a lot. And then our other kids are doing a good job of getting her the ball, because they know once it goes in there, when they have to try to stop her, then we've got some weapons on the outside too, with Brockmeyer and McEwen and Van Kirk and Ruki, and you know, and we can hit the threes. And that's what happened last night. Ducey scored the first 8 points of the game, and then they started going after her in there, and she'd kick it out and we'd hit a three. So we've kind of got a good inside outside little offensive thing going now, and it's working well. I hope it continues.
Tony, biggest surprise so far for the Broncos?
Well, I don't know if there's any surprise. Probably Ducey's one of them. Probably the other one is Rachel Asherwood, who's been she really made some strides from last year too. She's been giving us some good minutes, but you know, to me, it wasn't, none of them are really surprises, because you know, we know what's going on in the off season, we know what people are doing, I'm just happy with, you know, our McEwen's went from being a starter last year to being our first one off the bench this year, and she's taken that fine, and she's doing a good job in that regard. We're playing her a little more at the four spot this year, because we had a couple injuries to post players, and I'll tell you what, it's getting her some good shots, because you know, the other team's four player doesn't want to step out and guard 28 feet from the basket. She's got great range, so we step her out, and she gets a lot of good shots that way.
Tony Hobson, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. They've won 11 in a row to improve to 15-2. Coach Hobson mentioned what's coming up here in the next 2 weeks. They will be playing their three main competitors This has been like a four-team battle royale for who's going to come out on top. But Morningside, Northwestern, and Concordia, as of today, are a combined 40-4 on the season, and only one conference loss between those schools. Hastings 15-2, 4-1 overall. But let's concentrate on Saturday. You've got Deb Remberty, maybe the best player in this entire conference, a kid that can throw 50 on you if you're not careful. She does it all, makes threes, shoots threes, hits free throws. She's got all kinds of records. Finally, I think you got to get her, going to have a chance to see her get out the door this year.
Boy, I'm tired of her. I know, you know, she's just got such a work ethic. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'll bet there probably wasn't a kid in our conference that took more shots than she did over the summer, and you know, she's probably the one that needed to take them the least. But I'll bet being a 97% free throw shooter, I'll bet she shot more free throws than anybody else, you know, anywhere. So
97.
Well, she only missed a couple last year. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wow, what was that, 100 and some in a row? Was that the
well? She hit
that far?
Last year was her 132 straight in a game streak. So I mean, she's been in the mid 90s for her career. She just, you know, she'll miss one once in a while. She'll miss four or five a year. So, you know, she's just one of those kids that just continues to work on her game, and you know, last year we had Brockmeyer guard her, and Kay did a great job on her, and we, I think we held her to 14 the first time we played them, but you know, that's pretty hard to do. She's going to score just because they get her the ball a lot. She moves without the ball very well, and you know, she doesn't miss at the line, and she'll post you up if you get a mismatch, and she's got great range, so. Certainly something to be dealt with, and they've got about the fourth leading scorer in the conference, too, on that team, another little guard that can really shoot. So if you start messing around trying to double-team all the time, you're going to get burned.
Tony, in 10 days, will you be able to tell us, is this a legitimate Final Four team?
Well, maybe. You know, I mean, I don't know if you ever know for sure if you're going to make it, but the possibility. You know, it'll sure clear out. You'll know more than you do now, because we've got those three teams plus a trip to Dakota Wesleyan, and then I think the next game is at Doan, which won't be easy. So probably out of the top five, we play four out of the top five teams in the conference in the next 10 days, so, or 2 weeks. So we'll know more than we do now. I hope I'm still in a good mood then.
Well, Tony, Happy New Year to you and the kids. Keep up the good work. And, boy, if you get that win streak up to 15, there might be a small parade at least to break up the monotony.
Well, I don't know. It takes, you know, anymore, it takes more than 15 games in a row to get a parade around here. You got to win it all or you don't get a parade around here.
Well, yeah, the men got 15 in a row. Now you got something to strive for, so
yeah.
You got to get 16.
That's right. We're just trying to keep up with them.
Tony, thanks as always for the time, and best of luck up at Northwestern Saturday.
Okay, thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Take care. Tony Hobson, head women's basketball coach. Love having him on the program. And they're doing well again, 15-2, big game. For both, as we said, the women and the men, 2-4. You can hear it at 12:30 a.m. KHAS on Saturday. Mike will have the call.
You know, you always think of this Hastings College, the women are going to take a step back. You know, have a good season, but, you know, maybe not make that run. Every year, they're just in it every year. They don't, you know, they just plug new people in.
Well, they seem to know how to do it, and it's okay to lose a game or two early if you're not going to lose many heading down the stretch, especially in the toughest, maybe the toughest conference in women's basketball in the NAIA. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got some predictions, we've got some emails to get to, and more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
You'll be more productive and spend less time at the office. Use GoToMyPC to work in your office PC from home or anywhere. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from any computer. All you need is an internet connection. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears. Work with all your programs, files, and network resources as if you were at the office. check your email, and even transfer files. Anything you can do at your office PC, you can do remotely with GoToMyPC. It's like taking your office with you wherever you go. I use GoToMyPC. I don't have to drive back to work to get my office files. Talk about a time saver, especially during the holidays. Start the new year outright. Go to my PC, use it free today. I've got an exclusive trial offer just for my listeners. Try Go to my PC free for 45 days. That's an extended free trial, but it's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the orange try it free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Carney Auto has a great selection of extra nice 4x4s, SUVs, and pickups, like a blue 2000 Dodge Durango SLT 4x4 with a V8, third seat, and just 71,000 miles and priced right. Expecting a tax refund? At Carney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here, too. Stop in today or call 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 4.
Hank says, yes, you can change your switches and receptacles yourself because Leventon makes it easy. Hardware Hank features Leventon switches and receptacles because they are simple to install and look great. With the ease of Leventon QuickWire, just push the wire into the rear of the switch and it's all set to go. At Hardware Hank, an experienced pro will show you how.
This is number 37, you know, Brian of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-30s. Winds out of the south will stay at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mostly clear skies, low in the mid-teens, with a west wind of 5 to 10, then reaching 39 Friday with a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We were talking basketball, getting UNK at home tonight, 6-8 against Colorado State Pueblo. The wrestling team, ranked number one in the country, will take on Mesa State in Cushing Coliseum this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So you can get your fill of lopers today, wrestling and both basketball teams. John McBride, the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, will join us live in studio tomorrow to talk about what's going on with UNK, talk about the Saturday start times. It's going to be 2 and 4 on Saturday, and that's the way it's going to be for conference games this year. We'll talk about that and a variety of other things. Stability will be one of the things that we're going to be talking about as well at UNK. Nebraska women, well, evidently some of their opponents are starting to be like what the Nebraska men have. They pound Arkansas Pine Bluff 67-39. The women go 11-3 in non-conference, and now they get into the very tough Big 12 next Wednesday. They will host number 16 Texas at the Devaney Center at 7:05. High school basketball tonight. Tonight, I think, might be one of the popular nights to make up games that were iced out last month. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be at Sandy Creek. That doubleheader on 1230 AM KHAS. Wood River is at Kearney Catholic. That game, or that doubleheader, on Power 99 FM. Girls at 6, boys at 7:45 in both instances. Shelton at Amherst, Donovan Trumbull at Ravenna. Grand Island girls are at Norfolk tonight. The Nebraska wrestling team, a 38-6 win over Northern Colorado last night. Head coach Mark Manning's 100th dual victory.
Congratulations to him.
Maybe we should effort Coach Manning. There is some high school wrestling tonight. Hastings High is at Kearney in a duel. JV 6:30, varsity around 7:30. Minden is hosting a quad that Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Central City will be at as well. Tri-City Storm, well, Ian O'Brien is no longer a member of the Storm. He was asked for his release. The first-year player out of Pennsylvania is going to go to the National, or the North American Hockey League, excuse me. He wanted to leave. Coach Blissettler saying playing time was a big factor. He only played in 6 games, went 1-3. The Storm have also added Daniel Heath to the active roster indefinitely. He's on the Storm's future list, called up for 2 games on a temporary basis earlier in December. He's a defenseman and will wear number 24 for the Storm. He was here on Monday, by the way. And one other bit of news. Our favorite pitcher in the state of Nebraska outside of Johnny Dorn is Pat Vendetti, the ambidextrous pitcher who made national news with Creighton. He is a second-team preseason All-American.
Well, good for him. Douglas, a lot of the talk of, you know, with the Huskers not being...
No, who said you could talk?
But the Huskers not being, I did.
I've got Creighton. See, that you go from Creighton to Creighton.
Okay, go Creighton.
The Creighton men's basketball team, 0-2 in the conference for the first time since 94.
Ooh.
And they got up to a 9-1 non-conference. So, not good there for Creighton. And a little bit of sad news. This is breaking news, and it is sad news. And I send this out to my man Seth Blank at the Kearney Hub. The United States Basketball League, or the USBL as we like to call it, of which the Nebraska Cranes took part in for 2 years and won once the tournament. They are suspending operations for the 2008 season after falling to just four teams. USBL spokesman Jake Gordon says no schedule will be made until the league has enough teams to feel comfortable. Officials with the Oklahoma Storm, Dodge City Legend, Kansas Cagers in Salina, and Gary Indiana Steelheads have met to discuss possibly forming a new league.
Well, I know we enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, at least. Thanks, Kearney, for supporting that.
Yeah, that's too bad. So the USBL.
Okay, do I get to go now?
You get to go now, sorry.
All right, well, a lot of talk.
Hey, you want to take a break, Derek?
Sure.
All right, let's take a break.
No, I'm going to go. It's my turn to go. A lot of talk has been about Bo Pelini filling out his coaching staff, and the name that keeps coming up is Tim Beck being the running backs coach, who happens to be the wide receivers coach. Now, until Doug having to pull out the Kansas media guide before the show this morning, had no idea, you know, like, boy, how would Coach Pelini and Tim Beck have any ties? Until I look back and see that Beck is a former collegiate quarterback, wide receiver, and punter. He's a graduate of Central Florida. And then you go back to his high school days, he graduated from Cardinal Mooney High School in his hometown of Youngstown, Ohio.
Huh! Really?
That's odd. He was a very, very successful high school football coach in Texas at Summit High School in Mansfield, Texas. Then he opted to become a collegiate coach with Kansas. That's where he is now. That looks to be Coach Pelini's running backs coach.
Tim Beck, and again...
Wife Tamara, Jordan and Haley.
Said he announced that after the bowl game, and, well, their bowl game is tonight, so maybe keep an eye on that. This email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, comes from Ken, who says, a couple of 2007 parting shots. One, to the underachieving Nebraska football seniors, especially the linebackers, don't let the door hit you in the rear. And number two, to Corey McEwen, we, the people of the state of Nebraska, apologize for the hours of socializing at the Lincoln bars you were deprived of due to the demands of practice and study time. 2008 New Year's Resolution number 14, I will antagonize Doug and Daddy without mercy until they publicly proclaim the Dallas Cowboys are not America's team. I hate the Cowboys, Ken. Hey, you can post on the brand new Doug and Daddy blog. The Doug and Daddy blog. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Give us your comments. You can banter back and forth with us 24/7. So you've got the blog now. Check it out, ESPNSuperstation.com, our initial blog talking about the college bowl season, which is what we're winding down right now. And, of course, also you can check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Vote on the poll question. Who do you think, LSU or Ohio State? Overwhelmingly LSU right now. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids, getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause Medicated Patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner, no more aching back in the morning. Lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
Hey, it's Jaws. This season, football is going to be a little bit different, better than ever before. It's not just because I'll be in the booth calling the game. It's because with a DLP HD TV, you'll be seeing every play in eye-popping high definition without all the motion blur. I got my nickname Jaws because I'm a big talker. But I'll tell you, DLP HD TV isn't just a bunch of talk. It's amazing. It's the mirrors. DLP, HDTV. Millions of tiny mirrors take the motion blur out of sports action.
A reminder to join us next weekend and throughout the month of January and February as Westwood One brings you exclusive, comprehensive coverage of every NFL postseason game. Can the Patriots join the 72 Dolphins by going undefeated? Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert. Tune in to find out. From the wild card round all the way to Super Bowl 42 in Glendale, Arizona. If it's the NFL playoffs, it's right here on Westwood One.
Catch all the action this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstar. Station. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Cam Cameron out with the Miami Dolphins. Bill Stewart in as the head coach at West Virginia. Jeff and Carney, if I didn't have the Sooners in two for entertainment purposes only bowl pools, I would have enjoyed seeing them get schooled last night. But in this case, it was just like watching another 2007 Husker game. Was that the Sooner defense or the 07 black shirts with OU helmets? Is Big Game Bob now SpongeBob with one cheek on the hot seat? What's that? Four embarrassing BCS losses in a row? I know. At least they make it to the BCS Bowl. But what has happened to the Bob Stoops teams in the late 90s and 2000? They have as much or more talent now and cannot win the big one. Perhaps Brother Mike had a little more to do with that success than they would want to admit. Anyway, thanks for nothing, Sooners. I was all jacked up to watch a pair of Big 12 teams roll in the BCS, keep my pools alive, and I get last night's performance. To top it all off, we get to hear Boomer Sooner nonstop after every single play, before timeouts, after timeouts, during timeouts. It never ends, Sooner fan! Even you have to get tired of hearing that. Looking forward to seeing St. Bo and the Huskers next year in the BCS, where the outcome will surely be much different. You were on a roll there, Jeff, to the last sentence. Nice try, though. A delusional Husker fan also chiming in, saying, why was Bill Callahan wearing a headset last night on the OU sidelines?
I think it would be interesting to go back. Obviously, in honor to Doug and Daddy Bull Bonanza, one person actually had West Virginia that moved up. Still two losses.
Will Leinenkugel-Zugelugel?
Yeah, Will Leinenkugel from Cozad had one of the two people who had West Virginia. Daddy, you were the other, surprisingly.
And then on the show,
Who picked Oklahoma on the show?
It was going so well. I switched that yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
If you go 50-50, you're sure to come up with something in there. But coming up tomorrow on the program, John McBride, athletic director from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, will join us. We want to thank the fine folks that joined us on the program today. Ryan Green, of course, from KUSports.com, live from Miami, where he's covering the Orange Bowl tonight. He said that he picked Kansas by one, which means a coin toss. That didn't make me feel too comfortable. Tony Hobson of the 12th-ranked Hastings College women's basketball team, who will probably move up in the rankings if they can pick up one more win on Saturday. The new rankings come out on December the 9th, and Coach Hobson's team has now won 11 in a row. Daddy, tonight, Kansas, Virginia Tech. I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of bad things. I was hoping Oklahoma would win last night so that Kansas would be the one underdog that could come through tonight. I'm going to stick with the Jayhawks.
You know, that was my first pick of the bowl season. I love Kansas early. I'm not going to waver from that. I've been doing so pathetic. I can't go much worse. So I'm going to stick with the Jayhawks as well. I like Coach Mangino. I think they've got a nice team. And I hope Todd Reese can get that offense going a little bit.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!